Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome you in here at the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in downtown Salina, Tennessee, on the Courthouse Square. We come to you live and in living color every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we're just proud as we can be to be here each week. And, of course, this program comes to you through the generosity of our sponsors here in and around Salina, and also from the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program here in Salina. All these folks working together make this possible each week, and we've got some interesting folks in this morning. We about let something slip by us this morning, and that was our big fireworks celebration up at Mitchell Creek, where sometimes we have traffic backed up plumb out to the main highway. So Natalie Boone is here with us this morning. She's going to talk to us a little bit about that here in a few minutes, and we've got a couple of more announcements we'll make, and we've got also Mr. Randall Kimes coming in this morning. He's going to talk about what's going on with the UT Extension Service and some of the other things, maybe that are some major changes going to be going on down there, maybe here before long. The rumors are flying, so we'll get all this straightened out here in a few minutes. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and we will slip in a few words from our sponsors here, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Used to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
No.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back. We've had a couple of weird things going on with our telephone system this morning, but we're back up and going right now. We may lose connection. We're back, and I've got Natalie sitting here with us for a few minutes. But before we get to that, I had a couple of public service things I wanted to announce, make sure we got them back on again. And one of those is the public input hearings for the proposed landfills here in Clay County. The TDS public hearing will be held on July the 14th down at the government complex at 6:30. And then there will be another hearing on July the 25th for Mark Carlisle, who is also seeking to get a permit to put in a landfill. So those hearings are on July the 25th at 6:30 for Mark Carlisle and for the TDS company on July the 14th. And, of course, the public, you need to get out and voice your opinion on this at these two meetings. And let's see, while we're on this, great fishing news. Throw that in here right now. We're having some over 21 fish brought in this year, and the past couple of fishing tournament nights through the week, we haven't had any large or smallmouth being brought in, but we're getting some this year, so that's great news for you nighttime fishermen. And also want to remind everyone that voter registration for this year's election, general election and primaries, closes next Tuesday. So put that in your calendar and make sure that you get down to the community center and register and get ready to vote. It's important we all turn out and get that little job done. Well, Natalie, like I said, we about let this slip by us today, and we've got three major celebrations here in the area on the 4th of July. There's one that up at Willow Grove, I think, on the lake, and then one up at Dale Hollow One Stop. I think theirs is on the 4th of July, and the other two, I think, are both on Sunday, looks like, on July the 3rd. But the reason Natalie always likes to come in is that it usually takes some special work by her folks and by the local police forces to get folks in and out of there safely and make sure that we have emergencies in there that folks can get in and out of that are down there.
Absolutely. Mitchell Creek presents a unique situation to us every year, and for the past couple years, we have been helping them out. Mitchell Creek came to us and asked for our assistance. So what we started last year, if you remember, Thomas, year before last, we had a major problem down there. People coming in at the last minute to watch the fireworks show. Parking lots were full, and people were parking in the road, and it blocked the road completely. We had no way of getting anybody in or out. So last year what we done, and it actually worked really well, we're going with that again this year, is once those parking lots are full, that road coming into Mitchell Creek Marina, that road will close at the top of the hill, and it will be one way only going out. The sheriff's department is back. The sheriff has been great about assisting with this. He brings people in to help with traffic, with parking. We have a lot of deputies that come down. They work parking. Of course, they're also there in the event we need them for something else, but we're pretty fortunate in that. We don't usually have that many problems other than parking. But there's a lot of planning goes into this. This year, we've even got the National Weather Service involved in this. So
Well, let me ask you this. You said that the road will be closed. Are you closing it to patrons that were going to the fireworks up at the main highway so they'll know not to even attempt to get down
once
in there?
Once we're full at the top of the road, there at the top of the hill, before you drop over into the marina there at the top of the hill, we close that off. And it's one thing we did do last year is we tried to, those folks who still wanted to come in, we tried to bring them in, turn them around, and park them on the side of the road pointing out. It's a big safety concern when you get that roadblock. If we have something happen, you can't get an emergency vehicle in or out once that road gets blocked, and there's no other access to that.
And, of course, we are working with explosives.
We are. We've been fortunate. We've never had a major event, and we hope to keep it that way. But, you know, our ultimate goal, as well as the folks at the marina, is that everybody have a good time, and we do that safely.
Well, you know, that's a problem in any small community that has rural roads. When they have a large event, you know, hey, you know, we'd like to have 10,000 people come out to this event. But, you know, we can't handle that kind of people back in those places.
It's very difficult. We do everything we can to make sure that everybody gets in there. And the thing is, we're encouraging everybody to get there early. If you want to make sure you have a parking place, please get there early. We still have a lot of people who come in just for the fireworks show, and we do our best to make sure that they get in. We don't want to turn anybody away, and neither does the marina staff. So if you can get there early and help us out, that is a great thing.
I wonder if anybody's considered ferrying services from some of the boat docks up there for folks.
We actually discussed last year about Mitchell Creek bringing in some of the buses that they have and shuttling people down, parking them in a parking lot. We actually have a meeting this morning at 10 to finalize everything and go over it. Normally our biggest concern is the weather. Definitely don't want to get that many people in one location outdoors and then have a storm come in. So we've got the weather services they're aware of our event. They're going to work with us throughout that event to make sure and give us a heads up if we start getting severe weather. But that was another issue as far as shuttling people in and out, was being able to get them back to their cars in the event of severe weather.
Okay, another thing, Natalie, I know back earlier this week, I don't know, you know, folks over in the Salina side may not be really aware of it. We had a little flash flood situation, didn't we, down in the Hermitage Springs area and over in Macon County at the first of the week, didn't we?
We did. We had several, and, you know, these were locations where we normally don't see that big of a problem. We had one spot on Highway 52 out in Moss that had about 6 inches of water over it. So, and then we had several other roads that were covered in water.
And I know the folks down Red Bull and Springs, they've been nervous for years, haven't they?
They have, and, you know, I didn't actually talk to any of their emergency management folks, but just from what I heard by word of mouth, I think they were getting in a pretty bad situation over there by the time the rain stopped and the water started receding.
Well, you know, I think if any of us had looked at the network newscast of the area over in West Virginia, when I saw the creek there that had flooded and I don't know how many feet up on each side of it, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, no, this looks just about like that creek that goes through Red Boiling Springs. I mean, it's not a big river. I mean, it was just a...
Absolutely. And, you know, it was July 2nd last year when we got hit with a flash flood here on this side of the county and did all the damage over on Arcot.
I saw the road down. Now, the Arcot Road was closed for a little bit again. Did we have some sliding down there again, or?
I'm not for certain on that. I have actually not had a chance to talk to the highway department, but that is a possibility.
I did see that they had some yellow tape across the road there for a little while, so I thought maybe we probably had maybe a little dirt across the road. Well, maybe one of these days we'll get us some money and get that road down there fixed.
We hope so.
Or we may have to put a ferry boat in that runs from...
There you go.
From the fairgrounds, and we can unload them down maybe there at the bridge.
That'd be one solution.
We just ferry them all down our back. Well, Natalie, I know this is a spur-of-the-moment thing, but I'm glad you came in because I know we do need to remind folks and that, you know, this is, if you haven't been there and think, you know, hey, I'm going to run down there real quick and see this, it's not a run down there real quick and see thing. I mean, it's something you need to plan ahead get there early.
It really is. It's a big event. It's a fun event, and you know we're pretty excited about it on our side of things. It's rare that emergency services get to participate in something, in an event that's fun.
I know they've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. They've got some a patriotic market there. They're going to have music in addition to all the fireworks, food, just all kinds of stuff going on there. And I know the same thing is going on up at Willow Grove.
It is on the 4th, and then we actually have the show that you were talking about here at the One Stop, and then we also have two other shows. Well, on Saturday we have a show out in Hermitage Springs, the fire department out there. Those guys always put on a really good show. And then on the 4th as well, Mount Vernon Fire Department.
Okay, I knew those were two. I'm glad you came in this morning. We get all this stuff out to the folks.
We want everybody to have a happy and most importantly a safe.
And most importantly, get out and celebrate Independence Day.
Absolutely.
And thank the Lord that we have the privilege of celebrating this day.
Absolutely.
And have a big time, and everybody, you know, fire some firecrackers.
Absolutely.
Well, Natalie, it's great having you in this morning. Thanks for your time. And I know you've got a meeting, like you said, to run to get all this stuff planned out. And we're going to try and get you back again to give us a full rundown on what's going on down with the emergency services.
Okay.
And we'll get you back later.
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
Thank
right
you.
Now, let's take a little short break, and we've got a couple more guests waiting here in the wings. Just look like they're just so anxious to get on. We better take a commercial break before we get them in here.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back. We'd like to let everyone know that we've been having some difficulties with our sound coming, emanating. But how's that word? Emanating from here at the courthouse in Salina. But I think maybe we may have had a lightning strike or something here. I know the electricity had been off in here, and we did have a little bit of a thunderstorm here earlier in the week, as we talked about, where we had some flash flooding down in one end of the county and over in Macon County. But sounds like maybe my producer says that we're sounding okay on the radio end now, so we'll continue with today's program. I guess we might remind everyone once again that our birthday and anniversary club sponsored by the DQ here in Salina. And each Thursday we give away ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen. Pretty nice prize. Those things do taste pretty good. And I want to remind everyone, you know, to go out there, get them some breakfast in the morning time, a cup of coffee or whatever. And then during the day, the $5 deals they've got. Now, they've got all kinds of specials going on. And we still got that big fancy Coke machine working out there that's got about 100 and something bottles in it of all different flavors. So, I mean, that's a major, major upgrade around here. I mean, you just get everything out of one machine. They're going to eventually spoil us all, I think. But once again, we have our birthday anniversary club, 243-5574, and that is an answering machine. And with the lightning strike or whatever problem we had here, I'm not sure if our answering machine maybe was working correctly all the time last week, because sometimes if the electricity goes off, that thing is it's one of these kind of portable-looking machines, and it may not come back on correctly. So if you tried to call this past week and you didn't or weren't able to get the answering machine, if you'll give us a call back, we'll do a belated birthday for you. If you'll just say on there, hey, this is a belated birthday, I couldn't get in last week, we'll take care of you the next week and put your name on the list and mention the name of your family, friend, or loved one that you want to honor on their birthday or wedding anniversary. Well, Mr. Kimes, Mr. Randall Kimes is here with us this morning, and he has I've forgotten your name again. I've got it written down here somewhere. Stephanie Maynard, who is his cohort that takes care of some of the things that he doesn't have time to do, and she works with what used to be called the home demonstration folks and all that kind of thing. They've got different names now. But Randall, what we got going on?
Well, we've got the dog days of summer, I guess, to start with. You alluded to earlier some major changes. Come this fall, there are going to be some major changes at the office. Crucial one is that Susan Bray, as of August 1, will be retiring after 44 years of pretty well dedicated service to our office. And we're going to have a celebration of her employment on August the 5th at the Bob Building from 2 to 4. I would like to encourage everyone to come and fellowship with Susan and thank her for all her hard work. And then the 1st of November, I'm going to retire. And for better or worse, I guess that we could say on that. And Stephanie is going to be kind of the big dog on the block, and she's going to take over and be the senior agent in the office. But nothing's going to change. I mean, Stephanie's got the work ethic and the drive and the want to please that it takes to be successful as extension agent, and I think everything will work out just fine.
Well, will she be bringing on a new assistant?
Susan's position will be filled. They're the lead secretary or lead administrative assistant. It'll be filled before I leave. And then if everything goes right, January 1, my replacement will be hired. And that won't be hard to find somebody to replace me.
Well, now, I'm not going to even comment on that. Sometimes the person speaking may not realize that their position, I mean, after doing it as long as you have done it, there are so many things, I know, Randall, that you do, that when someone new comes in, if they bring you in to train them, there are going to be so many things that you have done automatically for so many years that you're not going to even think of telling them about. And that's, I know having you here, I had a newspaper article laying here this morning. What's the date on that thing up there, Randy?
This article was written February 25th or published February 25th, 1987. That would have been 2 years after I came to the county. I had forgotten about this article, and Thomas told me the other night that he had it. I said, well, I'd sure like to see it. It's a story written on Henry Boyd Stone's hog operation down at the Knob Creek and Arcot community, and I've had a lot of fun reading it a while ago. It was ironic, Stephanie, she pointed to the date and said, that's 5 years before I was born. I have really enjoyed reminiscing with it this morning. It'll be 31 years, September 1, since I came to Clay County, and lots of things have changed.
I looked at that picture, and I thought, well, who is this 12-year-old pretending to be?
He was a handsome little fellow, wasn't he?
Well, as much as I hate to say that.
I was nothing more than a boy when I came to Clay County.
How old were you, Randall?
I would have been 24.
24.
And I hadn't had the middle age spread. And I was very, very young. I want to think I had a lot of enthusiasm. I wanted to do good. I wanted to kind of make a difference. And I was fortunate that there were a key group of people in the county that, it was a different time then. I mean, there's Henry Boyd, for example. He's a member of a group of farmers that were come from a different time. We can't, they're not being replaced. And I think back on it after we talked the other day, and I, by no means will I get all the, remember everybody, but I think back, there's Henry Boyd Stone, Adelmas Collins in the West End. Those kind of individuals that spent their whole life on the farm, but always had time for a young boy straight out of college that thought he knew more than he knew and needed a lot of help. And I'm thankful for that.
Well, I know I can remember when you came here. I wasn't at all familiar with you, but I was with your wife. She is a her father, of course, was a Clay County resident from the Benton Walker family. I knew her Uncle Dumas, and I knew her. I know she played basketball down Smith County, and I think maybe a couple of years when I was privileged to get to coach the girls' basketball team, I think she may have been playing basketball down there then, but I knew who she was and quite familiar with her and with her father. And it seemed like that she married someone who fit right in Clay County just right off the bat.
Well, they allowed me to stay in their family. And sometimes it might have been questionable if that was going to happen.
Well, that being said, on a high note, let's take a little short break and do a couple of commercials before we get all misty-eyed here. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're about halfway through the hour here this morning, so this would probably be a good time to read off our celebrants of birthdays and anniversaries this past week. Now, we want to remind everyone that it's for the past week. Now, when the show closes down today and you call in to 243-5574 up through the show next week, that's the dates that... We want you to call in and make sure that you speak slowly, clearly, because you are talking to an answering machine. And I realize a lot of folks get in a hurry when that answering machine comes on and want to start talking too quick. But just wait a couple of seconds when it stops and then speak slowly, clearly. And probably be a good idea if you'd mention their name twice. Then, between the two times, hopefully we'll get it all right, and make sure that you leave your name and your telephone number so if something happens that we'd have someone we can call and check and see and make sure we get all the folks on that have tried to call in. And once again, I want to remind everyone that we did have, looked like when we came in today, we had a power outage in here, and we're not sure if the answering machine came back on correctly. When you called this past week, you may have got a lot of noise on it or something, and where your voice didn't come through. So if you called last week and tried to get someone on, and we don't announce them today, give us a call back, and we will do a belated for them. But celebrating this week, we have... this is a good one on the first year. Jackie and Susan Bray celebrating their wedding anniversary this past week. Also, Linda and Bobby Collins celebrated their wedding anniversary. And celebrating birthdays, we had Paul Brown, Mildred York, Cade Smith, and James Matthew Craighead. And, of course, now we remember Matthew, gave us the flyers that are around the courthouse here that the 4-H Club came up. You folks know anything about that 4-H Club? But they came up. I think Wendy came up with them, and we had a number of parents here and 4-H. And if you hadn't been by the courthouse and looked at it, we're alive again out there. We've got flyers all around this thing. And, of course, we always want to thank Billy for coming up and watering them, making sure they stay alive after we get them put in the pots here. But it looks much, much better around the courthouse, thanks to the efforts of those folks. But, we're back again. And I know while we were away, Randall and I were talking a few minutes about, he alluded a minute ago to the changing landscape of farming here in Clay County. When he came in here 30-something years ago, what were the major agricultural endeavors at that time, Randall?
Well, when I came to Clay County, the predominant enterprises was tobacco, a lot of small feeder pig operations. In about this same time as this news article, 87 or 88, they had there was a pseudo rabies outbreak in the swine population statewide, and so there was a testing program, and John Donaldson, he out of goodness of his heart, traveled over a 5 or 6 county area testing sows and that kind of thing. And there were 60, he and I, well, he did a test and I did the record work. We tested 6,500 sows in a 6-week period. That time frame, and they only did 10%. They didn't do the entire population. There's not 6,500 sows in the whole state of Tennessee now. And so losing the feeder pig operations, it was a big thing. They used to be called the mortgage lifters, the sows did. I mean, that was just a standby along with a small tobacco crop. And it was kind of a sign of things to come when Henry Boyd Stone ceased operations. He and Stick Plumley, they quit about the same time. And they were two of the better feeder pig operations. Well, that hurt us. And then tobacco, we know what's happened with
tobacco. Well, you know, the tobacco thing, those that are my age and your age, you're, of course, nowhere near as old as I am, but as a child, I can remember, you know, working in a tobacco field. And here in Clay County at that time, I believe, of course, we had the price support system. And the farmers then, I think you were, to begin with, I guess when I was working in it, the farmers were allowed a certain amount of soil, certain amount of land that was measured, and they were allowed to grow as many pounds as they could on that allotment of land. And at that time, I don't know, probably the largest tobacco allotment, tobacco base was, I don't know, I don't know of anyone that had an individual that had maybe even a 50 or 100 acre.
Oh, no.
Nowhere near that kind of thing. I know, I think on our little farm, we had maybe half or three quarters of an acre that we could grow tobacco on.
And then we transitioned from the acreage allotment to a poundage allotment and went through that for a number of years. And
well, you know, when they made that change, that did away with a bunch of summer jobs for us younger folks.
A lot of summer and after-school jobs in the fall, I mean.
Well, I know even then, you know, we had I guess, I don't know who hired them, I guess, whether the extension, I don't think the extension service hired them, but we had to have people come around and measure your field.
Yes.
It was so, you know, they'd go around and if you looked like you was going to have too much, you'd pull up a couple plants at the end of the field and move the chains in a little bit. I mean, anyway, it was a neat time. But then, as you said, we went to poundage where you would, they would send you out and they'd guarantee you a certain price for so many pounds. And that's what you raised. And it wasn't as intensive and as hard of a chore of growing to poundage system as it was.
Well, it was just think about the basic economy of Clay County. 30 years ago when I came here, the textile industry employed so many people. We had the mom and pop small farming operations. Our economy, and you know, and you watch the national news and you hear them talking about globalization and you hear them talking about world trade agreements and those kind of things. We literally are just a part of a global economy. And it's very simple. You know, our interpretations of it are very simple. But yet, you know, we're part of that and we've learned to adapt. Now, we're seeing some things. I mean, you mentioned in your birthday, mentioning a while ago, Matt Cragen, you know, and his flowers. We're starting to see a movement back as far as, I know, Matt has his greenhouse and he's selling a few things there. We have some operations that are starting to maybe sell.
Hey, I remember the Canna Farms over in Monroe County. Were they still here when you came here?
No, they were not.
We had Canna Farms over in Monroe County where they grew Canna bulbs.
Well,
you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Over just when you cross the state line over, they just fields and fields. That's where the defunct sawmill is now.
Mm-hmm.
Those fields were once full of red and yellow cannas. Beautiful farms. I can't believe you missed that. So, and before that, we had the pimento pepper. We had the strawberries. You know, over the years, the Extension Service UT has tried a number of different cash crops here in Clay County. I know, I guess a lot of people may have forgotten those things, but at one time, you know, we had our strawberry processing plant here. Now, the pepper chore really didn't turn out real good for Clay County. I don't know why, but we had a number of farmers that planted pimento peppers for a few years.
That worked well in certain situations, but the vegetable thing for us has never taken off, and it's more climate than anything. We're too hot and we're too wet, and we just can't handle the disease pressures. And it's just hard to compete with the San Juan King Valley where everything's perfect, you know.
Yeah, and I think once we experimented with broccoli or something, tried that on some farms. We can't say we haven't tried, can we?
Now, I can, things that I, you know, you blow your chest out and say, well, I had something to do with that. One of the bigger innovations that has taken place since I came here was tobacco plant production in the float system versus on the ground. I remember when I was a child, my dad burned to sterilize and get the weeds.
Yes, kill
out.
The weed seed.
And then you had to go and pull the plants. It was a big old ordeal. But the first time we did the float plants, we had Gene Hickman had the feed mill at Hermit Springs, and we put a bed there, and we put a bed down at River Home and Garden, and floating these plants in styrofoam trays. And I know that in the farmers in Clay County thought, what an idiot we have working extension office.
Well, you know, and we went to, I remember going from the old thing where we went out and hand set the tobacco.
Oh, you are going back in time.
And
still Indians in the woods.
Our family, we all went, we had a family out in the McLaren's, we had a whole, and we would buy some equipment, and I think maybe one of my uncles bought a tractor tobacco setter. And I thought, oh, boy. But guess what? Out of all of my cousins at that time that were big enough to work, there wasn't but one left-hander in the whole family.
I understand. I wasn't left-handed, but from an early age, I was made to be left-handed. And did you have the drag-type setter or the original one where you get your knuckle busted by putting the plants in and
this go through the wheel? This was the one that had the wheel.
Oh,
we had the big new fan.
Oh, you were high-tech.
Okay, I guess we need to take another little short break, and we'll be back. And we've got to talk to Stephanie here in a minute, since she's going to be in charge of all this stuff. We're going to see all these major changes she's going to bring about. And
I got some big shoes to fill.
Okay, we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Stephanie is here with us, and maybe we need to give her a chance to talk to Randall a few minutes instead of talking about him later on. Stephanie, I know that you're looking. I know you have to be looking forward to this, and I know you've been here long enough. You know a lot of the people here, and of course, as you said, Randall better not change his phone number when he leaves.
No, he best not.
Actually, you might want to fill us in on some of the things that you've got going on right now, and the kind of the anticipation you're feeling with what's coming up for you.
It's going to be very different. There is a lot of change coming up, but Randall is still going to be here and still going to be around, and his help is always going to be here. So that's a comfort for me, especially being new at all this. And just everybody in the community, and everybody has been so helpful and so welcoming, and I just feel like I've fit in, you know, pretty good with everybody. So we're getting there.
Well, you're kind of coming in like he did at a pretty young age, if you can hang around here as long as he has, I know one of these days you'll probably have some children in your family, and maybe they'll be athletes too, Randall.
I don't know if she married as well as I did on athletics.
My kids will not be athletic, I can guarantee you that.
I had to throw that one in.
I understand.
But, Stephanie, have we got anything really, that you've been working on the last little bit? I know the last time you were here, some of the activities going on. What have you got going on right now maybe that you want to tell the folks about? Anything in particular? I know.
Well, we actually just got done with a fair, and we had a really, really successful livestock shows over at the fair this year with the pig show and the sheep show and the beef cattle. And so that was really good and had a lot of kids come out and participate in that, even from other counties. Right now we are fixing to get ready. We've got some kids going to the Central Region and to the State Beef Show where they're going to compete. And then the week after that, we've got some kids going to the Sheep Show in Lebanon. We've got several going to that, so that's coming up. Just getting all those sheep ready and skill-a-thon practices, and Randall makes sure they know those tests very good. We've got a couple kids going to State 4-H Roundup in a couple weeks at the end of July. So we've got several things coming up here in the next few weeks. So,
did I see something on Facebook about someone being a regional secretary, or did I see that?
That was Cora
for FFA. Yep, she was elected.
And I know Cora is a great, outstanding member with
the
4-H over the years, and with I know all the livestock. What about have you trained her in the sheep shearing end of this year?
No, but she is participating, and she's in an internship. And I know through the years we've talked about my sharing expertise.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to there.
Yeah, it was not very pretty when I came to county, but
I've watched, but not I haven't attempted it yet.
The thing about Stephanie, and I want to give her a brag on and then a challenge. Stephanie has a willingness to succeed and a desire and wants to do good. I don't believe there's anything she won't fly in on. But I've got some pigs that I'm going to show later on in the fall. I feel like that's where we'll start her on grooming, flipping those pigs in about 2 weeks.
I think, they're giving them their baths. And
I believe she would be good at it.
I
see that. A good thing, and I'm going to be serious now, I wish I had have had Stephanie 10 years ago when Phyllis Morris retired. I wish I had have had her enthusiasm then, because back then I actually had some energy left. My energy level is somewhat deficient at this point, but it would have been really nice. She could have just transitioned right behind Phyllis, and I mentioned Susan and her retirement. It was not a good thing when Phyllis Morris retired as my boss and as my coworker. Phyllis was just a great person for me to work for, and she really kept me out of a lot of trouble back early on. She could write a report that I didn't think was too important, but she thought was really important, and she owe a lot to Phyllis. And I want to mention her.
Okay, and I know, of course, you're speaking as though she's gone or something. Phyllis is still...
Oh, no, very active in this community.
Yes, she is.
Very active, yes.
And also, you know, I remembering back through the years, we've had our extension agents that have... Basically, a lot of them spent nearly their entire lifetime in that position. We mentioned back earlier Mr. Charlie Vaughn, that was for years and years. He and Miss Cassidy. I think I mentioned before about Miss Cassidy coming out to New Hope School when I was going to the one-room school and teaching us how to make peanut butter and powdered sugar candy that I still occasionally make a batch of it every once in a while. And coming by and, you know, in holidays and things like that and showing, you know, at that point in time, I guess we probably had 6, 8, maybe 10 of those county schools that they work with. And, you know, that was a big deal. And I know it's still a big deal for the kids that are involved in 4-H and those activities here in the county. And, of course, the 4-H has kind of went in cycles, too. There's been a time when they really kind of faded a little bit. And I don't know whether it was just a lack of interest from the younger people. Sometimes, as a group, it seems like their interests wander into different areas. But it seems like now we've got folks that are, like I said, Cora and some of the other kids, and they're following them. We're getting the younger kids moving in right behind them and filling in the places when they move on and move to things like senior 4-H. And I know from things that I did earlier that 4-H clubs in a lot of states, I can remember some of the a couple of young ladies that I remember that was in a program I worked with that actually wound up getting a 4-H trip that wound up spending a summer on a farm in France. I mean, that was a few years ago, but I can't remember where they were, maybe state, maybe from Colorado or somewhere out west, but they had a program in their state where they did exchanges with 4-H members from across the big pond. And, you know, things like that, you know, where we spread and let people know who we are in the world. You know, not who, what our politics are, what our policies are, but who we are. I think that is a major, major thing that things like 4-H and other things, that they make things like this possible.
Well, there are, even now, I know there was just recently, a group of specialists from Knoxville helped them to set up an extension service in Poland, mimic after the system that we have in Clay County, that we have in Tennessee, that we have all across the country. It started in the early 1900s. It's a system that works. It still works today. It's just, I tell people, you know, extension now is in the process of refining theirself, revisiting. Well, we shouldn't have forgot a lot of those things and never left those things. So like basketball, from your days as a basketball coach, the basics of basketball are no different today. The application of those basics are different, but the basics, and that's where Stephanie's going to come in. She's going to teach the basics.
You know, that's kind of what I always said about basketball coaching. There are about five things I want you to learn. If you learn how to do them correctly every night, hey, we're going to do okay. And the same thing there, if you learn to do things correctly, you don't have to learn to do everything. You just need, you know, learn what you need and learn it well, isn't it?
Exactly right.
And, okay, now, I remember, have we ever had another assistant, I know Susan is an office assistant. Did she work out in the field very much? Or?
No, she basically, her responsibilities are basically to run the office. I mean, informally, she's my boss because she runs the office. But the key on Susan is that's her extension program. In her mind, she has a right of ownership. She's claimed that we don't have a function in the county, but what she's a big part of it. I mean,
right.
If I have a beef meeting, Phyllis will be there. I mean, Susan will be there setting the table up. She'll be there keeping the paperwork straight. Just the interactions. I mean, even though she has, through the years, has had a multitude of people, agents working in the office, she's the glue. She's the conduit that keeps it all focused and going in the right direction.
Well, you know, that is probably the secret to any public office. there is someone in there that it doesn't matter who's actually sitting up at that big desk. If there's someone in that office that knows how everything in there works, how it's supposed to work, and how it's worked in the past, and how it will work in the future, if you'll listen to me just a little bit.
Right. That's Susan.
She's her. No. Anything you need, she knows the answer to it.
And it also, I know that you guys, and I know you over the years, you never had any qualms or questions about leaving that office and going out in the county and doing whatever you need to do all day, 2 or 3 days or whatever, because you knew when you got back it wasn't going to be changed from when you left, other than everything would be done and caught up and waiting for you.
I tell this, and I say it jokingly, I have been married to Sharon for 30 years. But I dare say that at some point in life, someone could call Sharon and say, I have to talk to Randall. Where is he? She'd find me. I mean, I know Sharon would find me. But Susan Bray, he's at so-and-so's. And she would know that without ever me reporting to her. She's just observant and knows at certain times this is what Randall does. She's the glue that holds our office together.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have her, are you?
It's going to be hard, but whatever we do, we'll get through it and make it work. And
you need to be looking for a clone, don't you?
Yes. I tell her all the time she's not retiring.
Okay. We're winding down. The old clock on the wall says we've got maybe a couple of minutes left, and we've got one important thing we need to do. Stephanie, come over here and just lean over there and pick me out a number out of those.
Number 1.
This wasn't set up, folks. It really wasn't.
Rigged.
I'm telling you, Jackie and Susan Bray, who celebrated a wedding anniversary last week. Now, this was a secret blind draw.
It really was.
It was just meant to be.
But, Jackie, you and Susan have won the cake this week, and you don't have to share it with Randall. Even though he may try to coerce you into it, you don't have to do that. So, but like I said, we are kind of slowly closing down here, and it's always a pleasure to be here and meet with you folks, and it's a pleasure when we have folks like Stephanie and Randall that are willing to come up and talk to our folks here in Clay County at any time that we need them to. Natalie, all those folks, you know, that's one of the things about doing our weekly radio show here is very seldom have any of the folks of us here who have emceed this program had someone say, well, no, I can't do this. And, you know, hopefully when they come in and sit down, we all get relaxed. We enjoy ourselves for an hour, and we provide some useful information to our county folks. And Randall, I know the 4-H folks, the Extension Service folks, you're going to be missed. But, you know, like I said, Stephanie's got a good smile.
It's more better than me.
we're looking forward, and you know, this usually about every couple of months, it's kind of mandatory that you come up by here and talk to us and catch us up on everything that's going on. And
I'll still be available.
Okay. Well, so you may have all kinds of different information to share with folks when you come back.
Maybe.
Well, now, do they have a thing where maybe you can come back and work a day a week or something? And
well, there has been things like that done, you know, across the state, but I don't know.
But I know that sometimes that works out pretty good, and sometimes it's better for us old folks just to get out of the way, isn't it?
I suspect in this situation that's probably the best scenario.
Well, ladies and gentlemen out in the listening audience, it's been a pleasure being here this morning. We hope that you have enjoyed your visit with us, and we'll remind you that we do have a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. So, Randall, if you and Stephanie want to go home and listen to yourselves, tune in to 101.5. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here at this spot next week here in the corner of the Clay County Historic Clay County Courthouse. And good day, everyone.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.